My guest this evening is Blake Robeson, who is just beginning his tenure as the artistic director of Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. He kicks off the 2012-2013 season with his own local directorial debut, a production of an action-packed adaptation of The Three Musketeers, which started previews yesterday. The official opening night is Thursday. Blake, it's good to have you back in the studio. We talked a little bit last spring right after you were named to the position there.
That's right. Nice to see you, Rick.
Well, it's good to have you here. Can you talk a little bit about this production? Just tell us a little bit. I mean, obviously, I think most people sort of have a sense of Three Musketeers and swashbuckling and that sort of thing, but tell
us
a little
bit. That's just it, isn't it? Everybody has a sense of it, but very few of us have read the entire 800-page novel. Somewhere in our past, most of us are familiar with it from the many film versions that have come throughout the years.
I have to tell you, I read it once when I was about 15, and it felt like it took forever to read.
Well, it was serialized. Yes. Like Dickens, Dumas wrote piece by piece, and they were published chapter by chapter. So he was incentivized to keep the story moving. And indeed, Three Musketeers is an extremely long story, and any adaptation has to pick and choose its storylines. What's so exciting to me about this one is it's a new adaptation by the Broadway playwright Ken Ludwig. Listeners may know him for his famous farce, Lend Me a Tenor, or the Broadway musical Crazy for You. He has brought a fresh perspective and a contemporary voice to the material. That's not to say we've transposed the action. It's not a modern version of Three Musketeers. It's still set in 1625. In the court of King Louis XIII, and the evil Cardinal Richelieu is the villain who we all kind of love to hate along the way. So it looks and feels like the Three Musketeers that everybody has come to enjoy. That said, the dialogue is snappy and fun and contemporary. This is not a stuffy, wordy version. This truly is action-packed, and the characters sound like us. They relate to each other in a contemporary fashion. The tension between those things I find very exciting.
I suspect that that means also that this would be broadly appealing to various ages and that sort of thing.
Very much so, and that's purposeful on our part. I've talked here with you in the past about our desire to cast a very wide net and invite absolutely everybody in the greater Cincinnati community to the Playhouse. This version of Three Musketeers is an ideal way to do that because it is family-friendly in the best sense of the word. It's not children's theater, but it's a multi-generational theater piece that you can come and enjoy with kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews. If you enjoy live theater, this is a great way to introduce the younger folks in your life to the art form.
You have said to me, and I've read it elsewhere, that this production in your mind embodies the Playhouse's past and future. I think what you've just mentioned is a piece of that. Is there more to it than that?
Well, the past in the sense that the legacy of Ed Stern continues. People will come and they'll see a big, well-produced, epic story. Ed had a wonderful series of classical plays that he's done over the years, and this taps into that sort of thing. It's produced on a level and on a scale that people have come to expect from the Playhouse. That said, this is, again, an ideal way to introduce your family to the theater arts and the beginning of what I hope will be a regular series of theatrical events throughout the season and many seasons to come so that we can start building the audience of the future.
You mentioned Ken Ludwig. You have personally directed some of his work also. Is that correct?
I have. When I lived in Washington, D.C., we did Ken's adaptation of Treasure Island, another great adventure story, at Roundhouse Theater, where I was the artistic director for 7 years. I got to know Ken. He lives in Washington, D.C., and so many of the theater people there know and respect his work. I'm so excited to do his work here and also to introduce Ken himself. He'll be joining us for our perspective series later on in the run. So if people want to come meet Mr. Ludwig and ask him questions about his career and about this adaptation, they will certainly have the opportunity to do so.
Well, I think that's great. He is not a player, although he is a Tony Award winner. His work has not been at the Playhouse previously, and it'll be exciting to have him here and his work on stage. You've been putting together an interesting season for the entire year at the Playhouse, and I thought maybe we'd talk just briefly about a couple of those. I see that you are presenting Daniel Beatty's intriguing and award-winning one-man show called Through the Night. That's going to be the first Shelter House production later this month. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I'm happy to talk about that. We are honored and thrilled to have Daniel Beatty at the Playhouse. He grew up in Dayton, so he's almost a Cincinnati native. I guess we can say. And I think it's important to celebrate local artists who have become such a tremendous success and have had a great influence on other artists and have become part of the national theater conversation. This production, Through the Night, focuses on the lives of six African-American men aged 10 to 60. They're all played by Daniel. It is an absolute tour de force performance. Even if you're less familiar with the one-person show format, this is a great way to come and experience that for the first time. Daniel talks about things that need to be talked about in our community. And even though it is told through an African-American perspective, these are universal issues. These are things that have to do with family, fathers, sons, generations. It's a tremendous piece of theater and a great way to open the Shelter House season.
That's excellent and great to have an artist who grew up in this part of the country, too.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear that you'll be looking at other opportunities for such artists at the Playhouse.
Of course.
That's great. I mentioned that Ken Ludwig is a new playwright at the Playhouse, but later this fall you're going to be presenting Neil Simon's Brighton Beach memoirs. And I think it's interesting that this is the first time a script by Simon has been on stage at the Playhouse, as best I understand.
Well, so I'm told. I mean, I can't speak to the past, of course, but there's no question that Neil Simon is one of the great comedic writers in the American canon. Some of his earlier work, I think, is often seen as a confection, perhaps as a little light. However, Brighton Beach Memoirs, and I would also argue Lost in Yonkers, another one of his very personal semi-autobiographical plays, dig a lot deeper. So this has the comedy, this has the wonderful sense of period nostalgia that you've come to know when we're thinking of Neil Simon, but the relationships between the characters are very, very sincere and heartfelt. So this is going to be both a comic and a tremendously moving and sincere production. I encourage people to come out and see it. If you've only seen a Neil Simon in a community theater setting, high schools often do these plays, it's wonderful to come to the Playhouse and see veteran Broadway actors come to this material and draw things out of it that you perhaps didn't even know were there.
I think it's also exciting in a production like I'm sure you'll be assembling to have actors who are age appropriate for their roles. As you say, often it's done at high school and college, even community theater, and sometimes you make do with who's available. And I'm sure you'll be casting people in this.
Oh, I have to tell you, when I was in New York City at the auditions, the actors come in and they read scenes from the play to try out the parts for the theater, and I started tearing up. You get to some of these scenes toward the end of the play, and it's absolutely moving.
Well, that's Brighton Beach Memoirs. That'll be happening a little bit later this fall. Blake, we're drawing to the end of our time here. I wonder if you have any thoughts about what's pleased you most about your arrival and first months at the Playhouse.
Well, the welcome wagon that seems to have pulled up in front of the Playhouse and in front of our house has been tremendous. We have certainly experienced Cincinnati hospitality, not only in the workplace, but at home, and indeed everywhere around town. We've already gotten around. We've been to museums. We've been to Music Hall. We've been to a Reds game all over. It's just a wonderful, wonderful place, and I'm so happy to be part of one of the cultural jewels in this area.
Well, that you are. My guest this evening has been Blake Robison, the Cincinnati Playhouse's new artistic director. His production of The Three Musketeers is opening this week at the Cincinnati Playhouse, and it will continue on stage through September 29th. For more information about the show and the Playhouse, go to WVXU.org. Blake, it's good to have you in town.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming by this evening. It's always good to chat with you. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.